on It's Supernatural. Stephen Brooks was taken up into the spiritual atmosphere of heavenly realms above and witnessed the epic battle between darkness and light. He was shown the mantles of anointing and received his own personal mantle. Now he shows how you too can receive your own mantle of anointing.
Do angels exist? Are healing miracles real? Is there life after death? Can people get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 25 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, welcoming you to my world where it's naturally supernatural. I love the rarefied air of heaven. I mean, take a deep breath. My guest, Stephen Brooks, was in Israel, and what was it, six golden angels showed up?
They came into the meeting, Sid. Yes, they did.
And these six angels, and since they were golden, that kind of reflects a little bit about their nature, financial miracles started breaking out. But before we get to that, I love to interview Stephen, and the reason that I do is because he understands how vast the invisible world is. I mean, you've had some experiences that you don't talk a lot about, but you've had some experiences in the supernatural realm, in the invisible world, where you've literally gone to great men or women of God that are teachers, and they've taught you. Explain.
You're right, Sid. The spirit realm is much like the Pacific Ocean, has tremendous depth. Much of it is unexplored. And we're going to venture further out into the spirit and make greater discoveries. But there are those times when the Spirit of God can catch a person up into the realm of the spirit. And by the grace of God, there could be a visitation from the Lord. There could be communication with the angelic realm. And sometimes there's even communication with the redeemed saints. We see that in Hebrews chapter 12, where the writer of Hebrews told us that we have come to Mount Zion. We're not going to Mount Zion. He said, you've come to Mount Zion to a company of innumerable angels, angels beyond number, and also to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Tell me one experience you had where you were taught things or received something from someone in the spirit realm.
Well, one time the Lord caught me up into the heavenly realm and I met William Seymour, and I was allowed to talk with him. And it was William Seymour who gave me a...
Now, for those that aren't familiar with William Seymour, he was a one-eyed black man that God picked to lead what has since been called the Pentecostal Revival. So you actually met him?
Yes,
he
was...
Did he have one eye when you saw him?
No, his eye was completely healed. He was a big black brother, big shoulders, and at first I didn't know who he was, but he was dressed very, very nice, but a man of... He looked like a prince, and said he began to give me a charge. He said, you must pray for the young children, particularly the children that suffer from Down syndrome, mental retardation. He said, the Lord will heal these children. And he gave me some further instruction about praying for the sick and to minister to the sick in faith, expecting God to heal those that are prayed for. And we have been seeing miracles take place along this line.
Well, tell me about one child you prayed for.
Well, it's interesting because many times we have parents fly into our meetings from out of state or from long distances, bringing children into the meetings with great need. And I was in a meeting recently in Southern California, and somebody flew in from Colorado bringing their child that was suffering from autism. And it was amazing that parent, the husband and the wife, had so many obstacles and difficulties to overcome. The enemy was really trying to keep them from getting into those meetings, but they finally made it. They got up there, and I was able to pray for the child. And then the angel of the Lord, Sid, came into the meeting, and myself and several other people saw this angel came into the meeting and blew a mist over that young child. And immediately, we couldn't tell any difference, but the parents, I'm getting responses back from parents that they're seeing slow progress of mental alertness and things the children used to not be able to do, those things are beginning to happen now.
Just a curiosity question. Why did you see William Seymour? Why did he tell you to pray for children? Well, what's the reason behind this?
Well, you know, if you study about Azusa Street and that great move of the Spirit that happened there in that area of Los Angeles, California, right around the turn of the century, the early 1900s, a great move of God broke out. And there were many children involved in those meetings. A lot of people can identify certain ministers as being involved with those meetings and great miracles happening. But the children were even praying for people and miracles were taking place. And the Shekinah glory that dwelt in that old horse stable where they had the meetings, that was so thick that the children could actually play hide and go seek in the glory. They could dip down into it, and you couldn't see a person when you got into it.
You know, I look so forward to the day that little children are going to be walking up to people that are blind and praying for them, and they're getting them sight, or cancer, and the cancer is going. I mean, you have to have the faith like a little child, so it comes easy for a little child.
That's right, and William Seymour also prophesied right around 1910 that 100 years from that time, America would be visited again with a great outpouring of God's Spirit. I believe it's about the break. And we're already moving in these things. It's going to sweep over the church.
That's why you wrote your new book, Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, because he talks about the same presence for miracles or for other supernatural phenomena that were on many old timers. It's coming back now. Don't go away. We're going to be discussing, it's called mantles, and how to receive them, because they're literally, they're angels waiting to put these mantles on you. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Stephen Brooks. And Stephen, you said this is God's season for the miraculous, the increase in the miraculous. This is the prophecy this William Seymour had, that 100 years from that date, there would be a new outpouring of God's glory.
Yes.
And your book talks about something called a mantle. What is a mantle?
Sid, back in the days of the Old Testament, we see many great prophets. We see people like Elijah, one of the greatest prophets Israel ever knew, and how as he was about to leave the earth and go on to his reward, we see that he transferred that mantle to another person whose name was Elisha. And if you actually read the miracles that are recorded in the Bible that Elijah did, you can count them up and see that in his ministry, 8 miracles took place that are very remarkable miracles. But now Elisha asked for a double portion. He wanted twice the anointing that was on that great man of God. And if you read the miracles that took place in his ministry, you'll see that 15 happened. And sometimes people say, well, he didn't get the double. But after Elisha died, you even see that one time some Israeli men were burying somebody that had died. They had to hurry up and rush to burial because some Moabite raiders came on the scene, and they quickly lowered this man down into a tomb where Elisha was buried. When the dead man touched the bones, he was raised to life. That's number 16. He got the double. We're going to see a great increase on the anointing as these mantles are transferred.
Is there going to be a large number of people getting these mantles, or just the superstars?
No, it's going to sweep across the church. The superstar thing, there's going to be a much greater leveling of the field, because we don't want people to be on pedestals. And that's the thing, if you study the great revivals of history, you see children moving in the miracle working power of God. You see housewives moving in miracle power, the plumbers. You see people moving in the callings that God has for them. And so I believe these anointings, these end time mantles are going to come up upon those who have hungry hearts and just want to do the Lord's business.
Now, one of the things that I know you operate in is the gift of words of knowledge. And I operate in words of knowledge also. For instance, in the first segment, and we just didn't have time for me to release this, I heard that people's necks are being healed. So if you move your head, you'll see that the pain is gone. As a matter of fact, there was someone with breathing problems, and at one of your meetings, you had a word of knowledge. Let's take a look at this.
The Lord's healing sinuses right now.
El Señor está sanando las fosas nasales ahora.
Allergies, sinuses are leaving right now.
Alergias.
He's completely cleaning out your nose.
Está limpiando su nariz.
All the wrong bacteria is leaving.
Toda la bacteria incorrecta se está yendo. He had a tumor inside in his sinus, and now it disappeared. He can breathe.
Ya puedo respirar por los dos lados bien.
When God opened his nose, he can now breathe through both nostrils correctly.
Oh, I saw the Lord cleaning out nostrils. Hallelujah.
Yo vi que el Señor limpiaba las narices. At that time, the obstruction that I had disappeared.
Glory. The Lord totally dissolved it.
El Señor lo disolvió completamente.
Wow, the presence of God, Stephen, was so strong on that when that person was being healed. But this whole idea of anointings or mantles or giftings,
yes,
it intrigues me so much. And that's why I love this book that you've written, because it puts someone in a position to receive these mantles. But you had supernatural insight into mantles when a night vision. Tell me about that.
Sid, I had a situation where I'd been seeking the Lord for a mantle. I read the great stories in the Bible about Elijah and Elisha receiving that mantle. I read about Moses and Joshua, how that anointing was transferred. And we see people like Paul and having spiritual children like Timothy. And I said, Lord, you must have a mantle for me. I'm hungry. I want more. And I began to cry out to the Lord. And said, 2 years went by. And one day I said, Lord, I said, I've been seeking for a mantle for 2 years. I said, Lord, honestly, I'm discouraged. I said, have you not answered my prayer? I said, Lord, that evening, said I went to bed that night, and I just told the Lord, Lord, I'm discouraged. I feel like you've never answered that prayer. And I laid down that night, but late into the evening, the Lord came and took me up into the heavenly realm, the spiritual atmosphere up above us, and about 6 miles straight up. And I was able to look. The Lord placed me behind a rock outcropping in the spirit realm, and I was able to look down into a valley, and I saw an enemy camp. I saw demonic beings marching around the camp protecting something. Over the top of this camp, I saw two huge demonic creatures flying. They looked like bats with wings patrolling the airwaves, and they were guarding something. The demonic beings had enormous spears with sharp razor-pointed tips, and I was so wanting to see what they were protecting down there. Sid, as I was looking at that, wondering what that was, suddenly over my left shoulder, two huge white angels swept down right over my shoulder and swept down into the enemy camp. They circled around the camp with tremendous speed. It stirred all the evil spirits up into a frenzy. And like a lightning bolt, like the Blue Angel jet fighter planes, those two angels took off with tremendous speed. And when they did that, the whole enemy camp took off and followed those two angels.
It was almost like a decoy situation.
Well, I heard the voice of the Lord say, go quickly. Those are my two decoy angels. Hmm. It cleared out the entire camp. I ran down that valley into that valley as fast as I could. And I ran up, to my surprise, to a stack of clothing. It was stacked up about 5 feet high, about 8 feet long. It looked like a rectangular block. I saw thousands upon thousands of pieces of clothing, hats, gloves, scarves, boots. And I, in puzzlement, I said, Lord, what is this? And the Lord said, these are unclaimed mantles. He said, many of my saints that have walked with me in times past, he said, they have come home with me. But he said, many times nobody ever claimed their mantle. And there's also situations where mantles cannot be transferred because there's nobody qualified to receive them at that time or in that generation.
So the mantles you saw, are they available for people today?
They're available for ministers. They're,
how about you?
For
you got a mantle there.
I somehow knew that my mantle was in there, and I somehow knew what was at, because in the spirit realm, knowledge flows very, very quickly. Sid, I took my right hand. I stuck it into the center of that pile. I stuck it in so my hand so far in that the clothing came up to my shoulder, and I grabbed it, and I yanked it, and I pulled out of that pile what was the mantle the Lord had for me. I held it up, and it was a blue sweatshirt. And said, you have to understand that blue is my favorite color. It represents the prophetic ministry in the prophetic realm. The Lord's called me into the ministry of the prophet. And also the sweatshirt. I've always loved wearing sweatshirts when I'm not traveling, when I'm not ministering, but when I'm traveling, I always want to dress comfortable. So for me, that was my favorite thing to wear. So I pulled it over my head, pushed my arms through the sleeves, and it was a absolute perfect fit. Then the voice of the Lord spoke to me. He told me exactly the name of the minister that used to wear it. He said he was one of my trusted prophets. He told me where he used to live. And
where?
Then he told me when he lived in church history. He said he lived right off the coast of Scotland and named a small island.
And you got a hold of a book about this person, and what did you find out about him?
Well, the Lord told me this man lived 1,400 years ago, and I actually found the book as I began the research that had traveled down through the Catholic Church about the life of this man's ministry. And 2 weeks later, after I'd received that mantle, the same types of things began to happen to me that I read happened to that man on a regular basis. I began having angelic visitations. Words of knowledge began to flow with such detail that sometimes people's jaws would drop because the Lord would give such an accurate word that it would just grab their heart, and then it was just an open door to minister to them.
What was this man's name?
His name was Saint Columba.
I've heard of Saint Columba. How would you like to receive that type of a miracle healing ministry? How would you like to have that type of a mantle come upon you? Well, Stephen prays corporately, and when people read his book, they come right into position to receive these mantles. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Stephen Brooks. And Stephen, I'll have a lot of mail if you don't tell me. When you were in Israel, six golden angels appeared, and then financial miracles broke out. Explain that.
Sid, I was ministering at a conference in Israel. I was one of the speakers, and on Saturday night, as I was ministering, I knew that the angels of the Lord had come into the meeting and actually came and stood behind me on the platform. I called some people to stand up there and just get close to that anointing because they carry the glory and the anointing of the Lord Jesus. And I knew that financial miracles were going to break loose upon the people. And so I began to pray for people and pray along the lines of breakthroughs for people's finances. And the very next morning, I had a person tell me that he was one of the people that I prayed for, that he had a tremendous financial miracle take place overnight once the angels had been released. And he told me it was in the six figures. He actually told me how much it was. He received a tremendous blessing from the Lord.
Did anyone else see these six golden angels?
Well, people were watching by live webcast around the world, and people even emailed in from China. And one lady emailed in from China saying, when Brother Brooks began to minister, I saw six golden angels walk up on the platform and stand behind him.
Now, just out of curiosity, did you tell everyone you saw those six golden angels?
No, I just said, oh, the glory of the Lord is here. The Lord's going to help people's finances.
So there's no way she could have known that unless she saw it.
That
herself.
Is correct. She saw into the spirit and knew what was taking place.
Now, I'm very, very intrigued on these mantles that you've been talking about, that this is God's moment.
Yes.
Because it's probably the last big push before the Messiah returns. You've had corporate meetings where people have received anointings and mantles. Explain that.
I've been in meetings before, Sid, where the mantles will begin to fall. The anointings will begin to come upon people as the Spirit of God releases that. One time I was in a meeting with probably about 70 ministers. It was just for ministers, but through the rafters, the mantles begin to fall upon people, and people begin to reach up and try to grab them and receive them. And I've been in other meetings where people that
You have to tell me. What do you mean? The mantles fell down. People reached to receive. Were they doing it by faith, or could they see it,
The Lord opened up the eyes of many to just see into the spirit realm at that time. And many times, even without seeing into the spirit realm, people are conscious of a tangible weight that just came upon them, came over their shoulder. It felt like a cloth or a, in the Old Testament, a mantle was a cloth or an animal skin that they wore. But in the New Testament, it's the anointing, but it can still have a weight. And people have said, something just came over my shoulder, something just, and many times even a heat going along, they feel a heat, a weightiness just come upon them and receive an anointing from the Lord, a fresh new mantle.
Well, I believe that if you pray for those that are watching right now, many of them are going to receive the mantle, but they really need your book, Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, because there's something about studying the Word of God on a particular subject and then having it manifest.
Yes. It's time for the release of these mantles. These anointings are coming upon this great end-time harvest that we're facing. We need these anointings to do the works that God has assigned us to do.
Is this the reason that God told you to write this book?
He did. It's to prepare the church, because it's going to be all hands on deck. We're all going to be needed.
It's such a big harvest that the people we have now in place can't even handle it.
We're going to need every help, every adult, every child will be involved. in this great move of the Spirit.
If you would pray now.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for those that are watching today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you have an anointing. You have a mantle to fit the calling and the walk that you have assigned this person to that is watching right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak release of the mantle of the anointing that God has held in store just for you. Now put up your hands and receive and take by faith the anointing and that mantle from heaven that God is now bestowing upon your life. And walk in it and do the works that God has called you to do. Hallelujah.
Now, of course, we're doing this fairly far in advance, but last night at dinner, your wife was telling me about a word you received from God about two well-known ministers
yes.
that will die and what that'll mean. Explain that.
Sid, there's going to be passing of great saints, and but we're fixing to see a new dawn arise and a new era of the church come in for the great end time harvest. And when this takes place, we're going to see the greatest anointing ever released upon the church, greater than Acts chapter 4 and the book of Acts and those tremendous miracles, greater than Azusa Street, greater than the 50s healing revival. We're going to see an anointing greater than that because he has saved the best wine for last. And we're going to walk in the mantles of some of the greatest saints that ever walked on the planet. Not only ministers, but musicians are going to receive mantles. Businessmen are going to receive mantles. Teachers are going to receive mantles. They're going to fall like never before.
You know, the healing gift that you have, that you really got that from a mantle of someone in Scotland.
Yes.
From what year did they live?
They lived about 1,400 years ago. Right around that time frame, this individual was a contemporary with St. Patrick, and there were many Celtic saints at that time moving in apostolic power.
What were
power.
Some of the miracles you might have read about that he moved in?
Same type of thing, miraculous healings, miracles of healing. We've seen people that have been in horrendous car accidents just instantly healed, all the pain leave their back. We've had people with no disc in their back receive new disc. We've had.
Tell me about in San Francisco, that pastor.
Yes, a very godly pastor in San Francisco has one of the most well-known churches in San Francisco. I was at a conference at his church, and after I administered the word, then I called for healing, those that need to receive healing, and he was first in line, perhaps maybe because he was already on the front row. But I said, "What do you need?" He said, "Stephen," he said, "I've come tonight and I'm in excruciating pain. I have a severe case of hemorrhoids." And Sid, he was in so much pain and having so much bleeding that he actually was wearing an adult protective diaper into the meeting. Earlier that day, he had gone to a city council meeting and stood up to say a few things, and the seat was covered with blood he had been sitting in. And he was in tremendous pain. But I prayed for him. The anointing flowed right into him. He was instantly healed on the spot and was able to get up and go to the bathroom pain-free for the first time in 3 days.
And I'll tell you what, you may say that's not a major miracle, but for that man,
yes.
it was a
mm-hmm.
major miracle. The presence of God is so strong right now for the release of miracles. The Bible says, if two or more agree on touching any one thing in the name of Jesus, it'll be done. And Stephen and I agree in Jesus' name that if you'll put your hand on the part of your body that you need a healing in, if your heart, put your hand on your heart, God will give you a new heart. In the name of Jesus, we agree that you are every bit whole. Miracles, miracles, miracles throughout your entire body. In Yeshua's name I pray, amen. Is there one word of knowledge God's given you?
The Lord is touching those necks and backs. I want to confirm that right now. Many of you that are watching, you're feeling the heat come down your back, right down your neck.
And that heat is going throughout your whole body.
Yes.